escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jam-packed extravaganza between like 11:30 and 12:40, because we had all kinds of things happening. We had Greg Newsom on the show live with us. We heard from Shadur Sanders. We had to bail on Shadur to bring in John Morosi, who had some specific time frame where he was able to join us to give great insight into what's coming up with the Major League Baseball trade deadline. And then we heard from Dylan Gabriel. Tom, that was fun. I want to hear more from Shadur Sanders, because he's Shadur Sanders. And you just made a comment, and I'm going to ask you, I think you're right. We were just chatting before we went on the air.
Yeah.
He's the polarizing figure in this training camp.
Yeah. Certainly the biggest spotlight is on him right now, right? Mm-hmm. And I know we're very early here, and things are probably going to change dramatically or will be different once we see them all on the field and get into some joint practices and some more competitive situations. But, you know, by and large, I was very impressed with what I heard from both guys. They seem to understand what their standing is right now. I'd be fascinated to get an inside look at that room just to hear what the 20 and 21-year-olds have to say to the 40-year-old.
Yeah. And the other guy who's there trying to salvage his starting career.
Yeah, it's an interesting dynamic. So some big decisions to be made, and we'll see what happens.
We cut away from Shadur Sanders' press conference. We want to go back to it because he had some pretty interesting things to say. Here's Shadur Sanders about a half an hour ago speaking with the media in Berea.
Shadur, last time we saw you out in public, you were at the Rainbow Terrace event, and mm-hmm. you were really embedded in the community, which you've done so much mm-hmm. of that since you've been here in this short time. Mm-hmm. Why was it important for you to be there and just be doing all the things that you've been doing?
Well, I'll say it's definitely... it's something I feel like God put me here to do. You know, regardless of whatever the situation is here, the fact I'm able to bring light to the community, to different situations, that's of course my calling. So, yeah, I'm just excited that, you know, one decision and one thought is able to impact so many lives and have people remember that. So that's kind of like how I go about things. Nothing's ever like, I say pre-planned or... well thought out plan. Like it's none of that. It's okay. I've one thought. All right, let's do it. Like, and that's just how it goes.
Shadur, I know you said you're trying to maximize those reps, and you know, the fact of the matter is, mm-hmm. like, this is probably like the fewest amount of practice reps you're getting, like maybe in your whole football career. Like, I'm curious. Can you kind of take me inside? What does before practice look like? What does after practice look like? You talked about, you know, the virtual reality. Are you spending more time with Bill? Okay, kind of just take me into what that preparation.
Yeah, that horn is sick. My fault, bro. I don't know who crashed the golf cart or something. Are they fixing that? Because that is, it's throwing me off my thought process. Yeah.
Interrupting our content. Hey.
Interrupting, man. Y'all can cut that. It don't matter, man.
Yeah, but just what is like before practice look like? What does after practice look like to make sure that, hey, you're
See, it ain't me. It ain't me doing that. I don't know what it is. All right, I guess they busy right now. Before practice, of course, is jotting down all the plays. And it starts the night before, of course, but... training camp, you get a lot of different plays each day, and you don't know who's going to get in what. So that's the exciting challenge that it is. Like, dang, you don't even know what reps you're going to get, so you got to be ready for everything. That's how it is, you know, in games also. So jot down the plays, understand conceptually what it is. I'll say from rookie minicamp and OTAs to now, I learned more in-depth with everything, you know, so I'm just excited I'm able to have this approach with things and take full advantage of it.
What about after practice?
Oh, after practice, for sure, I got to get a good meal in. So that's the first thing. Get a good meal in, recovery, of course, and then get on the iPad, watch everything. Then I can't give you too many details on how I try to, because I got to, when I go in practice, I got to maximize my moments, so I got to study our defense, too. So that's what it is.
Sure, all of us keep getting asked the same question, and none of us had the answer, so maybe you could give us the answer. Why aren't you getting any reps with the ones at any point?
I don't think that's not my place, you know, to answer, to even be able to give the answer to that. I feel like it's not in my control. So I'm not even going to think about that or have that even in my thought process of why it is. Like, it's a lot of people that want to have the opportunity to be at this level, and I'm here, and I'm thankful to have the opportunity. So whenever that is, it is. But it doesn't make me feel down, or it doesn't make me feel left out or anything, because I know who I am as a person, I know who I am as an individual, and I know what I could bring to this team. So I can never feel less than, you know, in any circumstance.
I saw that your dad went down and visited Shiloh.
Yeah.
Is he going to come here and visit you as well?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm telling you, when I tell you I was cut off from the world, I ain't. it been hard to even make phone calls, you know, obviously, because you got to have the decompress time for sure after practice. So I thought, but recently I've just been following up with the other former, like, Buffalo players and stuff like that. So that's really who I've been talking to.
Shador, when you say that, you know, there's been a little bit of everything as far as from when you first got here to now, just, you know.
In what regard?
It's just as far as, like, you know, growth and adjusting and things like that. But what's been the most impactful or significant point for you since you came in that rookie mini camp to now as you get into the early part of the training camp?
In the football world?
Yeah.
It's a lot. It's hard to answer that, because what's important and what I feel like the biggest thing could have been last week is could have what I just learned today or yesterday. So it's always consistent growth, and it always feels like I just solved, you know, a puzzle or anything, like, all the time. So regardless if it's even relationships with the O-line, relationships with the receivers, talking to Denzel, you know, playing with him, like playing with all the DBs, different type of stuff like that, it's always big, you know. It's always a big moment. So I can't say what's exactly the biggest moment. I'll say just even connecting with the kicker, like in the sauna, just talking about God and everything. Like, it's a lot of different moments and, like, unscripted things that just happen. So that could be the biggest moment.
Shador, we heard from Bill Musgrave today. What's it been like working with him, especially knowing your dad has spoken so highly of him before
too? Yeah, Coach Musgrave, cool. Yeah, he real cool. And he always tells you definitely old terms. Like, he's like a history book. Like, he tells you so many stories about different things. So it makes the room definitely, you know, it's a bunch of different age ranges in the room. So it makes everything, like, dang. He remembers a lot of stuff from back then.
What's his best
story? I don't know. It's new stories every day. So it's like, and I'm fully bought in.
Had you ever met Bill before coming from the Cleveland or not?
I would say probably in what was before you got drafted, whatever that was.
Yeah, well, I guess.
Yeah, the pre-draft process for sure. Yeah.
But I mean, like before that, you hadn't met him.
Nah, you were a kid. I don't think so, and I don't remember back then. Probably not.
We know you have a huge following. Fans are gonna be out here the first time today. First time you get to practice in front of Browns fans. Mm-hmm. What do you think that's gonna be like? What do you think the reception's gonna be like?
I'm definitely focused on getting completions when I get out there. So, the external. It's cool. I'm thankful for it. I'm thankful for all y'all coming out here, being able to document everything, and doing what y'all got to do. But, hey, when I get out there, I'm not thinking about it external. I'm thinking about more, you know, in the organization, thinking about getting the play calls, executing my job, doing what I got to do.
Shador, you got time for a couple more. You've actually been involved in the community a lot since coming to Cleveland, helping out mm-hmm. fans, like with the fire at the apartment. What do you think about Cleveland so far? How do you like it? How have you felt with the fans that you've met so far in town?
Yeah, it's exciting. Whenever we had the KFC thing, it was so many people there, it was crazy. So that type of stuff is just cool because, like I say, you live each day at a time. You don't know when anything happens. You know, you could be alive one day and pass the next day. So it's like I like to be able to at least make my impact and for you to actually, you know, feel my energy while I'm here. You know, why I'm alive and why anybody else here, because who knows, anybody could get a job somewhere else and then be gone the next day, you know, and all you have, the last thing is just the last memory. So I want to at least make sure, you know, my impact and my what I'm remembered for, you know, here will always be good at any point.
Shador, what do you feel like the biggest adjustment for you has been going from college now being here, whether it's something on the field, whether it's the schedule now changing off the field, what has that been like?
I would say definitely like Shiloh not being there. I would say that's the biggest thing. That's the biggest change. Cause like, you know, Shiloh, he's the type to always find out and set up all like the house and stuff or set up all the different stuff. So now it's definitely a lot of responsibilities I got to take care of now.
Can I just follow up on that real quick? We've seen,
we'll make this the last one.
A lot of guys, you know, come through here, rookies, and you know, especially when you're so close to your family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some guys do get homesick. They don't adjust well to a new city. Yeah. It doesn't really seem like you're having that problem. But I mean, is it so different to be in a completely new environment away from? I mean, you're so close to Shiloh, so close to your dad.
Yeah.
How's that gone for you, just to be here in your whole new digs?
Well, I got a home here, so I'm comfortable. So, so I'm extremely comfortable, and we talk on FaceTime, so it's no different. Like, yeah, we're guys. Like, we're just gonna be on FaceTime, so it's no truly difference. I'll say, but one thing, he definitely gives me tips and stuff. So I got like a cold press juicer, and then like I've been having to do that because he lived like three doors down from me in Colorado, and I just walked to his house to get juice, but now I got to do it myself. So that's the hardest adjustment with everything. But other than that, I'm thankful for y'all coming out, you know. Thank y'all.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's Shador Sanders. And when you listen to Shador do a press conference or anything else, hard not to root for the guy.
Yeah, he controls the flow there, doesn't
he? Yeah.
I tell you what, I do not miss being a part of those pre or post practice press conference scrums, man. They are not easy. You're having to shout over your colleagues to get a question in.
Instead, you're stuck here with us.
No, I love being here.
Kevin Stefanski is going to have another one of those that Tom's not going to be participating in, but listening in. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll hear it right here on The Fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.